This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I'm reading today from the pulpit the longest passage of Scripture I've ever read before publicly. I've never read a passage this long, but I'm only going to talk about one verse, the first verse. The rest of it you're going to have to piece together, and the Holy Spirit's going to do that for you and with you and with me as we consecrate this message to the Lord. But I want you to understand the context of this passage. In order to understand, for instance, what Paul said about submission in marriage, you need to know the context in which he was writing. Three cultures back then, Jewish, Greek, and Roman. Here's what was going on with marriage in those three cultures. In the Jewish culture, a Jewish man might pray this prayer, God, I thank you that you did not make me a Gentile or a slave or a woman. That was the attitude that some Jewish men at least had toward their wives. In Jewish law, according to one scholar, a woman was not a person but a thing. She was property and had no legal rights whatsoever. William Barclay, the biblical scholar, said that under Jewish law, a husband could divorce his wife for any reason whatsoever. But a wife could not divorce her husband for virtually no reason at all. That was the Jewish culture. Greek culture, prostitution was rampant. A man by the name of Demosthenes wrote this, "We have women for the sake of pleasure and daily cohabitation, and we have our wives for the purpose of having children, legitimately, and as a faithful guardian of the household." That was the Greek culture. Socrates would ask this question, is there anyone you can entrust more serious matters to than you do your wife, and yet anyone to whom you talk less? Pretty sarcastic, huh? We trust our wives with everything, but we don't talk to them. The Roman culture was even worse. At the time of Paul, family life was in shambles. Seneca wrote that women were married to be divorced and divorced to be married. One scholar from back then gives an example of a woman who was married to her 23rd husband, and she herself was his 21st wife. You know, what do you get for somebody for their 23rd wedding? I don't know. That's just a side thought. Now, under Roman law, I didn't even mention this in the first two services, and I don't know why it came to my mind, but in Roman law, when a woman gave birth to a baby, she was to lay the baby at the feet of her husband, and he went up or down, keep the baby or throw it out, literally throw it out. And that helps you understand, as graphic as that is, the context at which I'm reading some of this scripture today. And maybe you'll soften yourself and say, well, wait a minute, maybe I'll look at this passage a little differently, because the Bible elevates the role of women and elevates the role of children when children were thrown out as garbage and women were treated as property. And then you read this in a whole new way. We're in the book of Ephesians. I'm only going to talk about one verse, but I'm going to read a number of verses to you. Beginning at chapter 5, verse 21, this is exactly where we left off last week. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Today we talk about one of the most controversial words in the Bible. It's the word submission. You need to understand this. Submission that I talk about is voluntary. It's mutual. It's reciprocal. We choose to submit to other people. And the one verse I'm going to focus in is verse 21 of chapter 5. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. I want to talk about that verse very briefly. I'm a wordsmith, and I always want to know, what do words mean? What's the original? The word reverence in the Greek is the word phobos. Well, you don't have to be a language scholar to know what word we get from that, phobia, fear. We're to submit to one another out of fear. Fear of God, fear of Christ, a reverence for Christ. And that's new territory for some people.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.